and the group is blamed for killing at least 1,000 Nigerians in just this past year. Nigeria's massive oil and gas resources make it Africa's second largest economy. And yet more than half the country lives on less than $2 a day.
A man of God, the paradox that Nigeria, in one of the worst cities on earth, imagines people sing with happiness.
60% of the people of Nigeria don't have enough or regular power.
That is not correct.
That is the one area that Nigerians are quite pleased with the government. That's our commitment to improve power. It's working. And I promise you that before the end of this year, power will be really reasonably stable in Nigeria.
Politics, I hate ya. If I could, I'd erase ya. You draw lines, but let me race ya. We all gotta embrace ya. That's nonsense, my conscience won't let me. That's a promise. The land is green, but the farm is still, and the children taking hostage. Stay steady, it's a marsh pit over here. It ain't funny, man, it's hardship over here. I'm trying to show them, but they eye shot over here. Wish I could make the teardrops disappear. Where the oil go, where the money go? Tell me, do the politicians know that it's horrible how we're living? I don't think they know. They just overpaid, good for nothing, irresponsible, inexcusable. About to throw shots and I don't care. Walk through the valley and the shadows everywhere. Bombs killing innocent men, rest in peace. Why the leaders take a piss on the citizens? Why leaders take a piss on the citizens? Lies that I'm fed up with the shenanigans. Governor ride through the city with a Benz. People in the hood don't even stand a chance. People in the hood don't even stand a chance. Blood money, blood when it hits. Blood money, war money, blood's what they spend. Who will survive? Head in my hands. Condition is ugly, they're stealing our money. They're stealing our future, they're breaking the country. You talking, they shoot you, you talking, it's funny. They laughing, they ride to the bank and they. They liars, they killers, they still man, they looting. I smell all that greed in the air, it's pollution. I smell all that blood in the air, no solution. Political wars at the expense of schooling. Bring back our girls, Boko Haram. I hope you see the same faith as Saddam. Someday you be in that grave like a psalm. Or someday you die and be deaf to alarm. Honestly, it just looks sketchy to me. Conspiracy more like a message to me. Artillery, military, guilty to me. And the US is BS, they hands ain't me clean. Who mining our diamonds, who mining our gold? Who's stealing the oil? You probably know. Who mining our diamonds, who mining the gold? Who's stealing the oil? You probably know. Give us good leaders, but until that time, give us the courage to hope it be fine. Give us the courage.
A team of U.S. advisors has arrived in Nigeria to help find 270 kidnapped schoolgirls. The terror group Boko Haram says it plans to sell the girls into slavery. Nigerian police have offered a $300,000 reward. And all across the world, protesters are demanding action. The crisis there in Nigeria is difficult for us to comprehend as adults, but what about our children? One Bronx teacher is taking a unique approach to teaching her students about what's happening there.
What is happening in Nigeria, Africa?